Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into
Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. On Monday morning of Holy Week, Jesus returned from Bethany to Jerusalem. As he passed by Bethphage, seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, found nothing on it but leaves, and he said to it, "May you never bear fruit again." And at that instant, the fig tree withered and died. Peter, dumbstruck by Jesus' apparent overreaction, immediately called out to the other apostles, "Hurry, get the master some coffee." Just kidding. It couldn't have been that Jesus was hangry, you know, hungry and angry on this morning, because we know that Jesus spent Palm Sunday evening in Bethany at the home of his friends Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. And you can be sure Martha made a big feast for Jesus. So on Monday morning, when Jesus curses the fig tree for not bearing fruit, it's not because he's dying of hunger. What was the problem with the fig tree? Well, it wasn't doing what it was supposed to. Oh, it was busy, all right. Busy making leaves. But it wasn't bearing fruit. The fig tree is a prophetic sign that helps us understand what Jesus is trying to teach us on Monday of Holy Week. The fig tree represented Israel, God's chosen people, and many, especially the leaders, were not bearing the fruit God was seeking. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. Recall that yesterday, Palm Sunday, Jesus drove the Jews out of the temple with a whip. Then, first thing Monday morning, he went back to the temple and begins to teach openly. Immediately, the chief priests accost him, saying, basically, "Who do you think you are to do that outrageous thing yesterday?" And Jesus replied, "I will answer your question if you answer mine. John's baptism, was it from God or from men?" And they argued it out this way among themselves. "If we say from heaven, he will retort, then why did you refuse to believe him? But if we say from man, we have the people to fear, for they all hold that John was a prophet." So they replied, "We don't know." To which Jesus responded, "Truly I say to you, the tax collectors and prostitutes are going into the kingdom of heaven, and you are not. Because they heard John, and they chose to repent and bear the fruit of repentance, but you refuse." There it is. The fruit that God wants is repentance, conversion, a change of life from vice to virtue to love. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Then to make his point, Jesus told them this parable. There was a man, a landowner, who planted a vineyard. He fenced it round, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went abroad. The landowner is God. The vineyard is Israel. The tenants are the leaders of Israel, especially the chief priests, scribes, and Pharisees, who were responsible for guiding God's people. Jesus continues, when the season of fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to collect the fruit. There's that dang fruit again. God is always insisting on collecting his fruit. Jesus goes on, but the tenants seized his servants, thrashed one, killed another, and stoned a third. Finally, he sent his son to them. They will respect my son, he said. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to each other, this is the heir. Come on, let's kill him and take his inheritance. So they seized him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. This is what the Jewish leaders will do to Jesus, the son of the landowner, on Friday. They will take him out of the city and crucify him. Then Jesus asked them, now, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? And they answered, he should kill them and give their nation to someone else who will produce the fruit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. The whole issue on Monday of Holy Week is that God sent his Son to Israel to collect the fruit of repentance, conversion, and love. But most of the leaders and many of the people refused. They refused to change their lives and grow in virtue and love. Then they had him killed. Jesus then said to them at the end of this parable, "Have you never read the scriptures? It was the stone rejected by the builders that became the foundation stone." Jesus is the stone rejected by the builders. "Therefore, I tell you," said Jesus, "that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce its fruit." Wow! What is Jesus saying? Is he saying that Israel has been rejected? St. Paul answers the question definitively. By no means. God has not rejected Israel. But something important did happen. Many of the leaders of Israel rejected Jesus and failed to bear the fruit of repentance and faith. Because of this, their stewardship of the kingdom was taken away. But Israel itself did not disappear. Instead, a faithful remnant of Israel gathered around Jesus, Mary, the apostles, and the first disciples. And this faithful remnant became the beginning of the Catholic Church. Then something unexpected, at least to the Jews, happened. The Gentiles were included. They were grafted in. So the Catholic Church is not a replacement for Israel. Rather, it is Israel renewed and expanded, made up of faithful Jews and faithful Gentiles united in Christ. As St. Paul explains, the Gentiles are like wild branches grafted onto Israel's olive tree. The root remains the same, but the tree now grows to include all nations. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. The lesson of the fig tree applies to us as well. For God expects us to bear the fruit. And that means radically changed lives. We are really expected to stop sinning, to remove the occasions of sin, to overcome our vices with virtue, and become mature in love. So, are we bearing fruit? Here is the infallible strategy to bear the fruit Jesus is looking for. Spend time with Jesus in real friendship, which means daily meditation, and then conclude every meditation with a concrete resolution, some good action you will practice and turn into a virtue. And do a daily examination of conscience and go to confession once a month. Oh, wait. But if you only plan to go once a month, it'll probably turn into 2 or 3 months. So you better plan to go every 2 weeks, and then it'll probably be once a month. If you do these 4 things, you will bear the fruit that bears repentance. If you don't, you probably won't. Remember the fig tree. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what captures your attention about this meditation on the fig tree, Teresa?
I think it's funny that we see Jesus cursing this tree as anger, because it's really indicative of our mentalities when it comes to the things we procrastinate. He walks past the tree and it hasn't been producing any fruit. He sees that, and that's it for the tree. That is the end of the line. But I think we treat it the same way when we think, we have a million chances. God is constantly giving us a second chance after second chance, a million chances. And the moment we get cut off, we're like, whoa, wait, no. I would have turned my life around. I was going to do it. I was going to change. If you gave me one more chance, I'm gonna turn my life around now. And it's like, you've had those chances and you didn't do it. But it reminded me of something that earlier today, I got lunch with my brother, which was such a blessing. Didn't expect that. And we were talking, and he's talking about little changes he wants to make in his life. And he framed it by saying, what do I look like in 10 years? And that's why he was making those life changes today. And I was like, so that's how you are the person that you are. You can actually look at, I want to be this in 10 years, that means I have to do it right now.
No.
You can't say, I'm going to do that in 10 years. You'll certainly never become that person by waiting for it 10 years. You're never going to bear fruit. It's something that you have to do today so that down the line, that is who you are. But it kind of reframed everything about, wow, you're not guaranteed that next chance. You're not even guaranteed 10 years to become that person.
Yeah.
But what matters is what you're doing right now.
Exactly.
And secondarily, it reminded me that we all kind of need to have a couple friends around us that are always really aware of who they're becoming and what they're practicing right now. And that really keeps us on track and aware of and inspired to make those life changes. Otherwise, one day Jesus is just going to walk by and say, you're bearing no fruit.
Yeah.
And he won't be angry. He'll just be just.
This section from scripture from Matthew chapter 21 is always so striking to me, because we always end our time in Jerusalem by going to the top of the Mount of Olives, to Bethphage. We go to Bethphage and see a fig tree, and then we walk down the slope to where Jesus wept. And there I teach on this point. And it never fails that there's always somebody in the crowd who says, well, wait a minute. It was only March or April, so it wasn't time for the fruit. I mean, this is not fair. But it's interesting. Fig trees in Israel typically bear fruit twice a year.
Are you traveling with a bunch of botanists? How did this happen?
There's always one in the crowd. But there are the fig tree bears fruit twice a year. There's the early crop and the late crop.
Hmm.
So Passover at the time of Jesus would have been March or April, probably very early April. So the fig tree should have at least been bearing the first crop.
Mm-hmm.
And the first crop is kind of a smaller, more immature fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it wasn't time for the late crop, the real ripe fruit, it was still bearing fruit, the early fruit. So I think it's important. Jesus isn't looking at us and saying, You gotta have that 10-year fruit right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so well tied together. That's incredible.
He's not expecting the 10-year fruit. Mm-hmm. He's not expecting the fruit at your end of your mm-hmm. life yet. But you need to be bearing the early fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you'll never have the late fruit, the ripe fruit. So he's not expecting us to be perfect right now.
Mm-hmm.
But
just
we should,
in the process,
we should be showing signs of growth.
Yeah.
And that's the purpose of Lent. Lent, we should be bearing the early fruit.
That's good.
So these are literally the last moments of Lent. It's time to start. We still have time. The point is, we still have time. Let's bear the early fruit. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.